The 47,000 Cities of Paradise, The City of Mercy by Aston Adam Mbaya in Congo 16. I was reading the Bible when suddenly the Lord light shone in my room and I was transported to the heights of the sky, where I saw that I was rising with the deads in Christ, that came from the four corners of the world. After rising higher in the sky, finally we reached a place in the sky that was the border between creation and eternity. When I looked back, I saw behind us the stars of our solar system. We were in the empty space that was the border between creation behind us and eternity before us. In this empty space, I saw before us it was written, Home Service. When the dead in Christ head to the paradise of God, they arrive first in the reception service of the heavenly domain. When we arrived at the reception of heaven, I saw countless bright angels playing music and brass band. The music was intense. When the saints reached this borderland of the kingdom of God, they were bewildered and lost in wonder and admiration. They could not believe that they had made it. They felt unworthy to inherit this eternal realm of glory and transparent light. They were praising and glorifying the Lord, for they still felt that they were sinners not worthy nor fit for this glory. The saints were filled with the spirit of praise, the paradise itself seems too good for them. The grandeur and beauty of everything exceeded their highest expectations. Souls were overcome with the raptures of joy. The borderland of the eternal kingdom was a meeting place between family members, friends, and church members. It is one of the many stations located in distant portions of paradise. This was the introduction to this heavenly home. It is a place where the redeemed are being prepared for the glory of the city. I was beholding the new order of existence, and I saw a lady resident of paradise receiving a newly arrived brother, and she said, "Welcome, Junior, is that really you?" And Junior replied to her, "My sister Sophia, really? Are you a citizen and resident of heaven?" Then they fell in each other's arms. The newly arrived saints were received by friends, family members and acquaintances, who preceded them in this heavenly world of transparent light. There was nothing that can be compared to this reunion in the heavenly domain. I was surprised to see men and women falling into each other's arms and holding one another strongly. They were overwhelmed in joy, praising God and giving thanks for granting them to enter this transparent kingdom of light. I said, "Lord, why are men and women holding one another strongly? They are not married. This is immoral." The Lord said to me, "Aston, in this kingdom my people are dressed with a glorified body, that is deprived of sexual feeling and inclination. They are like angels, for they are no longer man and woman. They have no sex in this world of light." I saw men welcoming their wives and wives welcoming their husbands. I saw that they were no longer husbands and wives, for wives called their husbands brother and husbands called their wives sister, for they were no longer married. They were no longer husbands and wives, although the bond was there. I saw a woman receiving her newly arrived husband in this place of everlasting joys and pleasures. She said to her terrestrial husband, "Brother, how are the children? Are they fine? They must follow the way of the Lord." I was stunned to see this woman calling her husband brother and the husband calling his wife sister. In this new reality of light, there was the fullness of joy, astonishment, and wonder for those who have fought the good fight of faith and overcame. I was encouraged and emboldened to see that after persevering, these people made it to the everlasting domain of eternal joy. I said to myself, "Even if the road to heaven is tough, I will persevere to the end. I will keep washing my robes and making it white." There was music in their reception of heaven, for I heard these happy spirits singing this song, "For he is glorious and worthy to be praised, the Lamb is sovereign, for he is glorious and worthy to be praised, the Lamb is sovereign." I stood with the Lord as we were joined by a bright angel, and I said, "This is the song we sing in the land." This angel knew my thought and answered me, "Brother, don't be surprised, for this song of worship came from the Lord and are sent to earth to bless God's people. We also sing this song here." I heard so many terrestrial songs that originated from heaven. I was told these were the songs of the Lamb. I was in a rapture of joy in this place of reunion. I said, "Lord, you don't have songs in heaven, that's why you are singing our songs?" The Lord laughed and said, "Have peace, my son. The world is full of impurity, therefore God has sent his word to heal and save many in the land." I was lost in this place of joy and intense music. It was a joy that no bar and nightclub can offer. Nothing in this passing world can equal the overflowing joy that was abounding in the souls of these happy saints among celestial angels in this heavenly domain. It is written in 2 Corinthians 4:17-18, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." 18 While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The newly arrived saints of the earth were welcomed and received by angels of light, and they were instructed about the weight of glory set before them further in the city. I saw radiant angels welcoming their redeemed souls with golden fruits of light. I asked the Lord, "What are these fruits given to these people?" The Lord said, "These fruits of light given to the overcomers are for the consolation of their souls. These redeemed souls need consolation, for their hearts are full of injuries, pain and hurt they have encountered in the world. They come from a world of pain and tears. They need consolation." I was watching these happy spirits. When I saw a newly arrived soul eating a mango, I said, "Lord, you have mangoes in heaven?" The Lord said, "All the good things that God made on the earth are also here. Furthermore, in the paradise of God, you will taste and eat delicious recipes of paradise cooked by the angels. Moreover, the redeemed saints coming from the four corners of the world will find their local and national recipes within the city gate. They will eat the food they left in their village, city, and country. The Africans will find their food, the Chinese and European as well. I has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." The Lord said, "People will find some aspect of their culture in the paradise, such as their local food." We were in the reception of heaven, where there were great reunions of friends and family members, and the place was filled with great music of heaven. There were countless redeemed souls arriving from all over the world. They were dressed with garment of the purest white. I saw radiant angels serving them with natural juice made of all sort of fruit. I never saw the kind of juice bottle. I said, "Lord, what is this juice? I would like to be served by the angel." The Lord said, "Your situation is different. You are a visitor, but these redeemed souls are overcomers. They fought and they won the race. They paid the price and they died in me, and they deserve this juice of consolation. My people must be consoled, for they come from the suffering of the world and the great battle against the devil. Now they will rejoice." Suddenly I heard the blast of the sound of the trumpet resonating. The angel of the Lord was sounding the trumpet in order to gather the newly arrived redeemed souls for the journey towards the eternal gateway of paradise. I saw the innumerable saints forming a line. Then a staircase of light came down from the sky. It was shining, golden and beaming light. I watched the redeemed saints climbing the staircase of light. The transparent light in this place is nowhere to be seen in the land. These redeemed saints were shining like the stars of heaven. The Lord said, "The light of these redeemed souls is their good deeds following them. Tell my children to never tire of doing good. Tell them to help the poor, the orphans and the widows. Tell them to help their families before helping my church. They must evangelize, for their deeds will follow them. Those who evangelize will shine more, and those who use their own money to help the poor, the orphans and the widows will shine like the firmament. You got to be the light of the world." Finally, I saw the new saints of heaven climbing the staircase of light. When we reached the top end of the staircase of light, I saw a vast land, as far as the eye can see. In a relative distance we saw a shining city beaming great light. We stood observing in a distance of 10 kilometers, beholding this golden city. There was great music emanating from the city. Then I saw a flying board moving in space, upon which it was written, "The Lamb of God, the marvelous city of light." We stood with the redeemed saints on the sand, that was actually multiple precious stones mixed together, producing vivid multicolor light of gold, emeralds, chrysolite, diamond, and gold. Brother, we stood observing the glory of the eternal city. There were 12 great avenues leading to the 12 gates of the city. These great avenues were like roads in the land with band and border. However, these avenues were not made of stones but eternal precious stones. I saw that the 12 avenues leading to heaven were separated by evergreen garden with flowers of unfading glory, and with an endless variety of colors, many of which I never saw anything before to which I could compare them. Inside these gardens I saw radiant angels dressed in white. These angels held incense which they were shaking, and smoke was released by these incense. There were heavenly perfume aroma released by the smoke of incense, which were the aroma of this land of wonder. I was observing the glory that the Lord has prepared for His people. Then emerged before us in a relative distance the chariot of heaven under the conduct of the angels, approaching the newly arrived redeemed souls, in order to transport them to the portals of paradise. I saw this great retinue of angels with flaming chariots of light that were pulled by white horses. There were heavenly chariots pulled by 2 horses, 4 horses and 6 horses. Angelic riders conducted these chariots that seemed to be made of light. When the celestial vehicle reached the innumerable saints, I saw at the 12 avenues the rider of the celestial carriage embarking 1 saint at a time. Brother, we have to fight, for I saw the radiant angels marveling the redeemed saints who have overcome the world and inherited immortality. They were emotional to see men and women that have newly arrived to the eternal world. The angels of the Lord had high respect and deep appreciation for the newly arrived saints who had escaped corruption. These saints were admired by celestial angels because of the nature of the battle they faced on the earth. The angels look at the saints with exceeding joy, for they came out victorious in the great battle against sin. It was something to be able to battle the system of the world and have come out victorious and overcomer, for the newly arrived saints have managed to defeat a world of corruption, impurity and spiritual war orchestrated by fallen angels and demons. They fought the good fight of faith and they won. Thus the overcomers were highly regarded and highly rated by angels. I watched the angels embarking the saints in the flaming chariot, and these radiant angels felt inferior before the redeemed saints, for they were delighted to see those who have battled the devil and overcame his angels. Man is highly exalted in the heavenly world after winning the war against sin, corruption and the devil. When angels arrive before these newly arrived saints, they look at themselves as inferior, for men were superior before them. Then I saw the rider of the heavenly vehicles calling the newly arrived saints, one by one, to embark the chariot of light. When it was my turn, I was called, and I took a seat with the Lord inside the heavenly car. Quickly I saw that the rider of this celestial vehicle was unable to drive. The Lord said, "He is unable to bear my glory, that is why he cannot drive. I am leaving you with him, and I will meet you within the city gate." When the Lord left the chariot, I was joined by another bright angel, and quickly the heavenly rider entered one of the great avenues leading to one of the 12 gateways of paradise. I saw that the wheel of this chariot of heaven was golden and emitting sparks of lightning. As the rider drove in this avenue leading to the holy city, I saw bright angels shaking incense inside evergreen garden with groves of beautiful trees and blooming flowers of endless variety. I asked my companion angel, "Who are these angels inside these gardens full of clusters of heavenly flowers beautiful beyond description?" I cannot describe the shining light of this pleasure ground of glory and these magnificent flowering shrubs. The temperature in this land was of satisfying coolness. The angel told me, "These incense and the smoke that you see are the prayers of the saints rising from the earth. These angels holding incense are priests. They offer the prayers of God's people, that are the smoke coming out of these incense, as aroma of perfume that filled these evergreen garden of heaven, in which were altars with burning fire." I asked my companion angel, "What are these altars besides the angels in these garden?" The angel said, "These are the altars of prayers and fulfillment. When the saints of the earth pray, their prayers come to the altar of prayer and fulfillment. Tell them to continue to pray, for the Lord is the answer." I saw an altar of fulfillment burning with great fire. The angel said, "These are prayer altars of men and women who spend time in fasting and prayer. They are dedicated in prayer and sacrifice, and there is a great fire in their altars of prayers, and the fulfillment of their prayer comes down in the form of smoke. Tell God's children to be dedicated to fasting and prayer. Even if the world rises against them, they shall receive great authority in the spirit world and against the enemy." As we passed these gardens, I saw an angel shaking the incense, but there was no more smoke coming out of it. My companion angel said, "Tell your brothers and sisters, tell your friends and families to keep praying. However, the believer that owns this altar of prayer has given up praying, for he lost patience. Tell God's people to always pray." When we reached the end of this avenue of paradise, we arrived before the shining glory of the Jasper Wall. The city wall is made of jasper, and the city is pure gold, like transparent glass. The city had a great and high wall with 12 gates inscribed with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, and 12 angels at the gates. Before the majestic wall that encircles the city, I saw myriad and myriad angels. There were countless orchestra of heaven playing music in this place. We entered into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. We entered the portal of paradise singing a song of worship. We were in wonder and great amazement. I was then introduced to the 47,000 cities of the celestial world. Each of the city of paradise was encircled by a wall and guarded by angels, and they had specific names. Firstly, I visited the city of the abandoned, then I was taken to the city of mercy. When we got inside the gate of the city of mercy, I saw countless angels playing heavenly melody before the wall of the city. I noticed that they were singing sad songs. The celestial song was all about the apostate believers that have abandoned the Lord for the pleasure of this world. The angel sang for apostate believers that should come back to the Lord. Though these were sad songs, the angels were not sad but joyful, for there is no such thing as sadness in heaven. They were singing to the Lord to recover the apostates who are their brothers, friends, and families that have abandoned the way of the Lord. Brother, when the gate of the city of mercy was opened, I saw innumerable mansions of heaven as far as the eye can see. There were no residents in these mansions of light. I saw that they were God's angels inside these mansions of light. Then I saw that houses in the city of mercy were not completed. There were houses in the foundation. There were houses midway, and there were houses that were almost completed. I saw that the bricks that are used for the construction of these mansions of light were golden, and then they have the names of the saints that own these properties. The first house that I saw on my left was a mansion. It was like a building or apartment of many levels. It was an apartment of approximately 25 levels. I saw clearly that the building was not completed. The names of the owners of the property were written on each brick of this mansion. The construction was supposed to go on, however, it was stopped. Then I saw the name of the owner on the building written on a board. I then saw the angels builders of this palace standing before this mansion of light. When I looked, I saw that they were repeating the same things again and again. They were saying, "Lord, help our brother that has deviated to return to the way. Lord, help our brother that has deviated to return to the way." I saw that the angels builders were also intercessors, for they were all interceding for the deviants that had returned to the world. Then I noticed that in front of this unfinished mansion there was an altar, and blood was flowing from the altar. In fact, before these mansions of light in the city of mercy there were angels builders interceding, and they were altars of blood. I heard a voice emanating from the blood that was flowing from the altar. The voice in the blood was interceding and pleading for the soul of the owner of this apartment of light that has deviated and returned to the world. I could not understand what was happening here. I said, "Why has the Lord brought me here?" I was with God's angel when suddenly we were joined by the Lord. When the Lord came, he said, "Aston, this city of mercy and these houses belong to Christians. They were my children, and they were walking in my word and principles and they served me, but today they are apostates and they have returned to the world. Others have resorted to occultism." The Lord said, "The blood in the altar is the blood I shed on the cross, and the voice speaking in the blood is my intercession. I am interceding and pleading and crying every day for these souls that deviated to return to the way. I am doing all that is possible to get these backslidden Christians to come back to me. I am trying countless ways to get them to come back, even those who have entered magic and occultism." When I heard this, I was not happy. I said, "Why is the Lord caring for those who have resorted to occultism to have churches and money? In the world, we criticize and condemn pastors that have resorted to occultism, yet the Lord still cares for them." I saw that Christians on the earth have different attitudes toward deviant men of God who have resorted to occultism for fame. I thought the Lord was angry against them, yet the Lord was interceding and crying for them so that they would get back to Him, but my instinct was that these pastors working for the devil should pay for their action in hell. The Lord who read my thoughts said, "In heaven, there is no grudge and rancor. However, when my children in the land learned that one of them fell, deviated and resorted to occultism, this become a subject of gossip and the lost soul will be rejected because of his shortcoming and sins, but I cry and I do all that is possible so that these souls that have been building these houses to join their houses. These people have returned to the world and they have backslidden, but my desire is that they return to the way." The Lord said, "In this kingdom, there is no hate. There is no wickedness and rancor. One does not fight his brother." Jesus said, "These brothers that you think they should go to hell stumbled and fell in the morning, you don't know if you will fall in the evening. Many saints of the earth don't know if they will fall tomorrow. You must follow my way today. I am interceding for my people and I am asking you to intercede for your brothers that have fallen in sin and occultism. You should pray that they return to the way. Tell the church not to reject them but to always intercede. Behold, these are their mansions and buildings filling the city of mercy." The Lord said, "This building here belonged to my servant Maria from Spain. She deviated, but her mansion has reached this level. It is almost completed, for she was serving me with all her heart. She was supporting the orphans, her family, and my work." The Lord said, "Tell the church to support first the orphans, secondly the widows, and thirdly their families, and then my work." The Lord said, "Whenever you see a fellow believer living in sin, since you have noticed it, you have to pray and intercede for him to come back in the way. This lady was faithfully serving me, and she was doing a lot of good to her husband until the day she caught her husband in the act of adultery. She was hurt. She said in her heart, 'I have been serving the Lord with all my heart, and I have been taking care of my husband, but this is how he pays me.' It was then she gave up and blamed God for what happened, and she returned to the world. I sent my servant to her, but she hardened her heart, and she is now in prostitution. That is why these angels are standing here interceding and asking God to return their sister on the way. It is written in Ezekiel 33:11, 'I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked should turn from their ways and live.' Brother, we must intercede for the apostates, for they have houses in heaven that are vacant and uncompleted.